Hello, everybody. This is Sid Griffin. You're riffing with Griffin on Mean Country 1035. This is the Bluegrass Breakdown Show. So now I'm going to slowly open up some faders and see if we get a signal on Steve Wynn's guitar and voice.
We sure do. Yeah, we sure do, right?
Right. Well, we're going to do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a bit of a chin wag and then a song from my friend Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn would be known to many of you as someone I've made some music with in the past. He was the ringleader of the Dream Syndicate, who were one of the greatest bands in America in the 1980s period, regardless of genre. He's had a pretty good, darn good solo career since then, rubbing elbows and noses with all sorts of musicians up and down the coast. And he has a good grand following here in Europe and a great following in the United States as well. The best thing I can say about him is on a personal level, and Steve's looking and listening to me, looking at me and listening to me now, but on a personal level, I think he's tremendous. And should Steve Wynn, say, not be here next week, I would say it again. I think his music is just absolutely wonderful, and he's brought in his acoustic guitar, and he's going to say hello, talk about what he's doing. But I thought first, maybe we could have a song right now.
Sure, why not? We'll start with a song. Break the ice a little bit.
Yes, please.
This is a song. I have an album coming out in a few weeks called Static Transmission, and that's one of the reasons I'm over here to promote this record. This is on that record, though. If you pick up the album, I hope you do, if you get that record, it's the hidden track. Record finishes. Uh-huh. Record finishes 30 seconds later. This is what you hear. So, you know, if you get the record, be patient, and this is the final thing you'll get. It's called If It Was Easy, Everybody Would Do It.
A dead ringer for Veronica Lake jumped right out of my birthday cake. Well, it's not like she was on the make. I took the road any man would take. The next day we were lying in bed. She looked at me and this is what she said. Well, ain't that a kick in the head? How'd you know that I could be so easily led? If it was easy, everybody would do it. Well, I'm the best, man, that's all there is to it. You got a problem, well, you gotta work through it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I was a multimillionaire by age 10. I lost it all, but I can't remember when. The next year I had it all back again. Lord knows I'm a man among men. They say it takes money to make money. And then you get so much it ain't funny. A man said, hold on a minute there, sonny. How'd you find the land of milk and honey? If it was easy, everybody would do it. Well, I'm the best, man, that's all there is to it. You got a problem, well, you gotta work through it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I got a hit record up on the charts. Rolling Stone says 5 stars, a work of art. And all the little girls wanna tear me apart. And all of a sudden I'm feeling awfully smart. All the bands playing down in the bars, they look straight up and all they see is stars. Well, I drive by in one of my cars. They say, man, how'd you get to be where you are? If it was easy, everybody would do it. I'm the best, man, that's all there is to it. You got a problem, well, you gotta work through it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. I'm the best, man, that's all there is to it. You got a problem, well, you gotta work through it. If it was easy, everybody would do it.
The crowd's gone wild.
That was great.
The song's great. The tongue is firmly in cheek, of course. You know, it's just...
No, that was wonderful, Steve. It really was wonderful. It sounded good coming through the cans, and I checked all my meters. And ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, I've finally gotten the hang of this disc jockey job.
He's doing great. I'm watching him. He's flying without a net. A net is no longer here.
This is great. Would you do another song now? And maybe I'll play something, and then
absolutely,
we'll come back and talk about what you're doing.
Let's
How
see.
About that?
Yeah. I'm going to play another song from the new album. This is the lead up track on the record. It's called What Comes After.
Keep going. I got to make a move. Go.
Okay.
all the stores have long since shut. Broken windows boarded up. Never had the heart to tear it down. To tear it down. And everything is laid out wide. And I've got nothing left but time. To think that such a day would once terrify. I can't believe it now. Time gives all that it takes. Time leaves nothing in its wake. And I am ready for what comes after. For what comes after. And all the clouds have passed away. And I can only see the light of day. But I never thought such clarity would come my way. Time gives all that it takes. Nothing in its wake. And I am ready for what comes after. For what comes after. I am ready for what comes after. For what comes after. Still waiting for the morning to call my name. Still waiting for the light on the window pane. Still waiting for the sun, but it never comes. And it's impossible to forget. Till the day there's finally nothing left. Where nothing lies, anything can rise and be torn down. Time gives all that it takes. Time leaves nothing in its wake. And I am ready for what comes after. For what comes after. I am ready for what comes after. For what comes after. What comes after. What comes after?
That is great stuff. This is my special guest, Steve Wynn. Steve, what's the name of that song?
That's called What Comes After.
And What Comes After is off of a new album called Static Transmission.
That's right, yeah.
And that will be out when?
It's coming out February 24th on Blue Rose Records through Shell Shock over here in the UK.
Yeah, it's a German label that's quite easy to get a hold of here in the UK. All the stuff on Blue Rose, that's not a problem at all. That is absolutely terrific. I'm going to go to a station ID here. I'm going to play a song by a guy you and I both know and love. And then after that, we're going to come back, and I want to hear about some of these live dates you'll be doing when you come back and play another song for
us. That sounds great. Yeah.
Here we go.
Mean 1035, today's best country.
Actually, what are you talking about? Okay, hold on.
never did drink like you. But held back your hair like a girlfriend.
Fabulous John Doe, but first...
Mean 1035, from hoedown to hairdown.
Hi, this is Sid Griffin. I'm turning the faders up on Steve Wynn. We're going to talk to him in a minute here. That was a guy that both Steve and I know that we, as they say in the business, came up with, to use a wonderful phrase in the entertainment industry. That's Johnny Doe back there from Los Angeles. It's a new song called Seven Holes from his album, John Doe, Dim Stars, Bright Sky. If you're a bluegrass fan, you might not know who John is. He's now doing a sort of a singer-songwriter thing. He was originally in a band called X, who were just terrific, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know who they were, I feel sorry for you, but they were terrific, and he has a wonderful album out. And I thought I'd play that while I checked something technical while Steve and I were having a chinwag about the old days.
Which he's part of the old days. I mean, that was a band, you know, again, maybe your audience doesn't know them, but they were the biggest thing going in L.A. at the time. And they really, John in particular, really championed the Dream Syndicate and gave us a lot of, you know, a lot of help in the early days. So I'm always forever grateful to him.
Yes, I actually remember going to a, this is self-indulgent, folks, but you're going to love it. I remember going to a party, and there was Dave Alvin of the Blasters, who we play on the Honky Tonk Show, and Steve Wynn, and a lot of people that I needn't name because the listeners won't know them. But I remember leaving the party with Dave Alvin and John Doe, who at the time, ladies and gentlemen, are electric rock and roll bands, as was I, as was Steve. And they were all saying that acoustic music was going to be the thing, and they're getting more towards roots music. And I mentioned to them, with a blush, I mentioned to them that in my native Kentucky, Steve, I had played in a bluegrass band in 1972-73. And I thought they would giggle being the big, tough L.A. musicians. And they were so impressed by that. Mm-hmm. And John Doe, or maybe it was Alvin, one of the two said, well, you know, watch, in 20 years or so, you're going to be playing in a bluegrass band again. And that's almost fun. To the year.
That's pretty funny.
Almost to the year. This is at a gas station near your house. We're walking up Santa Monica Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to the year, that proved true.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of take some of the credit, at least maybe a small part of the credit, for leading the Longwriters to being a country band.
Yes, that's true.
That's right, because I remember you and I were talking about it back in those days.
That's true.
And you wanted to go more in that direction. Stephen McCarthy, the member of the band,
yes,
was, because he came from that kind of background like you did, he thought it was kind of maybe, you know, a little bit, I don't know if he thought it was hokey, but I think he just was kind of, he wanted to play rock and roll, psychedelic music, things like that. And I said, Stephen, you and Sid are so good at this stuff. This is in your blood. You know, this is great, and you shouldn't be
and
mixing it together.
And set us apart from the crowd.
Right, and I remember talking to him and saying, man, he was kind of very sheepish about it and wanted to be, you know, a Paisley band like the rest of us, I guess, and you guys found your thing.
And now, of course, Stephen McCarthy is with the Jayhawks, ladies and gentlemen, who we talked about on Saturday.
That's right.
I want to remind everybody.
And Stephen McCarthy and I played together in our old band Gutterball a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about that.
I don't
know if any of you are listeners or fans of that band, but that would be a really good band from the mid-90s, and we hadn't really broken up. We just stopped existing. There's a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
And we played our first show in 8 years last month.
Could you tell the folks what all you're up to when you come back now? Could you kind of get into that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, right now the main thing I'm doing is promoting this new record, Static Transmission, and I played at the Borderline last Saturday.
Here in London.
And, you know, traveling around, I've been already to Germany and Norway and Sweden, and up ahead is Holland, Belgium, Portugal, Spain, and Greece. And just spreading the word on this record, but then go home, you know, catch my breath. Going out to Austin, South by Southwest, which maybe some of your listeners are making that trip.
They will.
And I'll be playing out there quite a bit with Alejandro Escovedo, with Mojo Nixon on my own show, just where, you know, Walter Salas Omar has a show. So I'll be around town. So either if you're out there, check out one of various shows or just go to any barbecue place and I'll be there as well. And then I come back over here for a 9-week tour of Europe, which will conclude in the UK. And it's kind of I'm pretty excited about it because for all the touring I've done here, and I've done a lot, you know, in London with the Dream Syndicate, solo with Gutterball, done a lot of shows. Generally, I would come into London and blow out, or maybe I'd come over with an acoustic guitar and cruise around the UK. But this is going to be the first time I've toured the UK with a full band.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
That'll be great, a full band. How many pieces in the band?
4-piece band. Actually, no, take it back. This could be a 5-piece. It could be my regular band of guitars, bass, and drums, but also be joined by Chris Kakavas, a really good friend of mine who plays on my records. He was in Green on Red, a band that was part of this whole scene with the two of us back in L.A. Anyway, Chris will be out with us too, so it'll be, you know, it'll be a pretty rockin' band.
Are you, Steve, do you find yourself working more in Western Europe these days? than perhaps the United States?
Actually, no. For a long time, I was. For most of the 90s, like a lot of us, like you, yeah, and like a lot of our friends, I found the UK and Europe in general to be the promised land. And we came over here, and you know, look, a lot of people would come, sure, to the shows, would treat us great, knew all the music, and you start to think, hey, man, I'm not going to play the States. That's too rough. But in the last 3 or 4 years, I started playing the U.S. a lot and really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's that, yeah. I know what you mean.
You do the same.
The United States. Many of our listeners don't realize the United States has intense pockets of support for singers, songwriters, acoustic music, bluegrass, and then there'll be a swath of there'll be a whole stretch of land, geographically speaking, that there's just not a music scene to speak of. So it's odd because Western Europeans, in particular, have a thing that America is either all Texas or it's all hip or it's all groovy. And as you and I know, it's not that way. Certain cities, certain regions of the country respond to what you're doing or what a bluegrass artist is doing, and they can do no wrong. And then you sort of go cold in other parts. And it's odd because it's hard to explain that to my audience here in Europe. And I know there's people listening all over the world. I have guys from Japan emailing us, which reminds me, the email's back up, sid@meancountry.com, sid@meancountry.com. Please send me an email. But it's hard to explain it to Europeans.
The country is a huge country. I mean, and the thing is, if you look if you have some kind of heat sensor or light that would show you the pockets of population, Northeast, tons of people. You can play there, you know, till the cows come home. Even the South, you know, back in your original turf, that's fine. Yeah. A lot of cities down there or the West Coast. But man, you get, for example, to a place like Minnesota, and you look at the road ahead to the West Coast, and it's a lot of empty space. Those Dakotas and Montana and Nebraska, a lot of empty space without any scenes there. And you just do a lot of driving and break it up with, you know, with pretty rough shows.
Well, when I grew up, there was bluegrass bands playing everywhere. So I didn't put together that there weren't bluegrass bands playing outside of Kentucky as well. I thought that the fact that we had a bluegrass festival in downtown Louisville that could draw 10,000 people to a public park would mean it was sort of translated that in Cincinnati or Schenectady or Oslo or Trondheim or Athens, Greece, that there would be that way as well. And it's hard to explain these things. Mm. But anyway, could we hear another song by the great Steve Wynn, please, Steve Wynn?
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do, folks, the news is on in 16 minutes. Steve and I are going to be here till the news. We're going to ride out the last 16 minutes and give him a big whack of the first hour.
I'll try this one. There's another one for the new record.
Great. I'm going to do
a couple older songs later, partially because for those of you who don't know, Sid and I have made a lot of records together. We've been appearing on each other's records, and maybe for a treat up ahead, I'll get Sid to cross that line from disc jockey over to musician, I think.
What's the name of this song, Steve?
He's turning a sort of deep red color over there. This song is called Candy Machine.
Straight off the bus from South Dakota, crazy about the sweets but drinking diet soda. She liked to when the driver let her steer, but why she came to town wasn't all that clear. The hotel clerk called her honey dear. She said, bang, 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 my name is Candy Machine. Late one night, things really got going. The lights were on high and the liquor was flowing. Tambourines and castanets, the boys and girls were hedging their bets, checking out the scene, and they were digging Stan Getz. Bang, 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 check out Candy Machine. With the talcum powder, she was dizzy from the drink, she was getting louder. The best buzz you get is the one in the morning. Candy knew that but never heeded the warning. Locked outside and the rain is pouring. Bang, 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 on the door goes Candy Machine. Check out Candy Machine. Bang, 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 my name is Candy Machine.
Great crowd here you got, Sid.
Yeah, great crowd.
Nice studio audience.
That's called
Thanks, guys.
Candy Machine. Is that on the Blue Rose new album?
That's on the new album. That's
Static
right.
Static Transmission.
Blue Rose.
You must be awfully proud of this record. I know that the one before, which was called Here Come the Miracles, is sort of a... I almost don't want to tell you this because it's sort of a career high, if you will. I mean, people worship this album.
You can tell me that because I agree with that. I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
I mean, I don't. It's a two CD set he put out about 2001 on Blue Rose called "Here Come the Miracles," which actually was a proper two album two CD set. It folds out in a gatefold sleeve and with two different CDs. And for a guy that's been making records a while, you and I, because we started when we were young, so I don't have to make any kind of joke. But it was really pleasing for me to see the reviews that your last album got and the public acceptance that that last album got. It was really something. And I you're one of my friends. There's no kidding the audience, but. Can I ask you, and this is awkward for me, but did it catch you by surprise, the acceptance of the last album?
Not at all. And I think you can understand this. Every so often you make records where you just know they're good. I mean,
yeah,
you also make records.
Because
you also make records all the time where you say, it's mostly there. I could have, you know, maybe the mix could have been better. Or I wish I would have put on two different songs. So there's, you know, deep down, you may not admit it to your friends. You may not admit it to the press. You may not admit it to your bandmates. But deep down, you know the ones that work and the ones that don't. And when I finished that record, I just knew it did everything I was hoping it would do. I thought we really caught something whether it was, you know, the performance or the production or the songs, what it was, it all clicked in the right way. And that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be received well either. You know,
no,
You do things all the time and say, God, I thought it was a great record and nobody cared about it. But this one, the timing was right also, and the public and the press and my old fans and newer fans all kind of got into it at the same time.
As one who, if I will allow myself to say this, is in the industry pretty heavily and kind of can't get out, I was wondering, have you recorded this new album with much of the same people in the same place as Here Come the Miracles?
Yeah. In fact, that's something normally I go from record to record and try to change as much because it's nice to have, you know, new experiences, new people to play with, new cities, whatever. Because I was so happy with that record and the reception of it, I decided to go back with mostly the same band, like all but one, the same band, and the same studio, Wave Lab Studios in Tucson, Arizona, which is also where Calexico and Nico Case and people like that.
We're very popular here.
Do records. Great studio out there in Tucson. Went there for the second time. And a lot of the same styles, but actually has its own kind of personality as well. So it's kind of the Static Transmission is not a carbon copy of Here Come the Miracles, but it's, I think, a pretty logical follow-up.
Who's the producer of these albums?
Craig Schumacher. He also does Richard Buckner, and he's done a lot of records out there. It's you know, if any musicians out there who are looking for an exotic adventure, looking for ways to make a record, I couldn't recommend this place highly enough. It's amazing.
Wow, that's a wonderful thing to say about anybody.
You can go on my website if you want to contact me and ask more questions. I'll be glad to.
Yes, let's do that.
Can
you tell them about your website or how to get in touch with you?
Hey, check out my website. It's www.stevewynn.net. And you can get a little check out what I've got on there and see tour dates. And also contact me if you want. It's pretty easy to get through to me on there. Have a look at that.
This is Sid Griffin. We're on Mean Country 1035. Let me do a station ID.
Mean 1035, today's best country.
I'd play too. Right. This is Sid Griffin with my dear friend Steve Wynn. This is the Mean Country show called Bluegrass Breakdown. I'm so excited to have him here. I'm kind of speaking. I got to get my mouth in gear with my brain. I think Steve, he's one of my favorite artists of all time. And I know many people are saying, you said that when Peter Case was on, but it's true with Peter as well. I only invite people on this show that I love and respect. I don't listen to what publicists and people tell me to have on the show. And I literally don't. So this is someone whose music I love and respect. And he's going to do another song for us now, please.
I'll do this song. This is a song that was from a more acoustic record I put out a few years ago that just got reissued, a record called Fluorescent. And this is a song I wrote with Chris Kakavas, who I mentioned, and also with Chuck Prophet, who some of you might know. And it's called Look Both Ways.
If you want to be with any woman downtown, better get a deal and a wedding gown. What ended with a lawyer, started with a kiss, said no amount of loving is worth all this. Look ahead and look behind, never say what's on your mind. First you're found and then you're lost, better look both ways or you're gonna get crossed. There's a man on the phone trying to tell me what to say. Dog's in the kennel, but the cat's gone away. Monkey see and monkey do. He'll steal it from me and sell it back to you. Look ahead and look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you found and then you're lost. You better look both ways or you're gonna get crosshair. She got fired, I got dropped. We split up when the money stopped. Now I'm counting all my money, my nickels and my dimes. She can have what's hers, I'm keeping what's mine. Look ahead and look behind. Never say what's on your mind. First you're found and then you're lost. You better look both ways or you're gonna get cross. You better look both ways or you're gonna get cross.
Fabulous, fabulous. And you're listening to what station, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to tell you.
Your music now. Mean. 1035.
Hi, this is Sid Griffin with my old compadre, Steve Wynn. I'm going to ask Steve if he'd do one. Whoa, that was from Fluorescent, wasn't it?
That was, that's
Look
right.
Look Both Ways, and what's the label?
That's Blue Rose also. The reissue is on Blue Rose.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, we're going to have Steve do one more song, and then we're going to have a little instrumental music take us up to the news. Steve, you've mentioned your upcoming tour. You've mentioned this upcoming album, Static Transmission, that I am quite seriously looking forward to a great, great deal. You've mentioned a website and how folks can get in touch with you. So I don't think...
Covered a lot of ground.
Covered a lot of ground, and I hope that when you're back in May, right...
I'm going to be back, I say, May, more or less the 6th to the 10th here in the UK.
Right. Well, when you sort that out, I would be most happy if you'd come back on the show.
That'd be great. Love to.
I think we're going to have Steve do one more song, and then we're going to call it, well, not going to call it an evening because I got 2 more hours of bluegrass, but he's got to go to an interview, believe it or not, an interview at 10 p.m. here on Thursday night in London. How weird is that? But Steve's got to go to an interview, believe it or not, so we'll have him do one more song.
All right. This is a nice surprise for all of you fans of Riff and Griffin. Yes. Sid and I, as I was saying before, we've done a lot of, you know, gigs together, tours together, records together. And back in the 1984, that's right, 84, we made a record with members of the Long Riders and the Dream Syndicate and also Green on Red, a record called Danny and Dusty, The Lost Weekend, that a lot of people here enjoyed. And this is a song, I think, that I've played this, Sid's played this, that band played this. It's been around the block a few times, but it's the first time it's made it out here to Mean Country. It's called Baby, We All Gotta Go Down. I think Sid just might be singing along in this one. And all of you in the studio audience, if you want to sing along, that's fine too.
They say the devil's a fallen angel. Me, I ain't so sure. Plenty of evil on the west side of town. And baby, we all gotta go down.
Big wet sail, it's gonna be hell to pay. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, let me tell you this thing right away. Because as long as far as I can go, it ain't too far, I don't know. And baby, we all gotta go down.
All right, Sid, so sing with me.
Baby, we all gotta go down. My big old rocking chair. I said, baby, we all gotta go down.
Now this is the part on the record where Sid would play a really great guitar solo. You have to imagine that.
Samson met Delilah in a bar, because they wanted to bury the hatchet real far. Well, after seven shots, even old Samson was seeing spots. He said, baby, we all gotta go down. All right. Baby, we all gotta go down.
Mean 1035, today's best country.
Hello, everybody. This is Sid Griffin on the show that's called the Bluegrass Breakdown Show. I'm very pleased to have had my friend Steve Wynn here and in the studio, Steve Wynn, on the Bluegrass Breakdown Show for the first hour. The next 2 hours, we're going to go back to more traditional styles of bluegrass and get away a little bit from the singer-songwriter thing. But I got to say, Steve Wynn is the singer-songwriter guru of all time. I cannot endorse his music enough, folks. I really love it, and I like expanding the net here and having anything that's pretty groovy and acoustic on the show, and that is certainly the music of Steve Wynn. He's wonderful. I hope you check out his new album, Static Transmission. This is Sid Griffin. You're listening to Mean Country, 1035 out of London. We're available on DAB Digital Radio. We're available on www.meancountry.com all around the world. We're available across the UK on Sky Channel 923. God bless every one of you listening.